One of the nation's top bankers says not to worry about the federal government's debt, at least for now. Neel Kashkari is president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. He talked with a Rapid City audience about the economic consequences of the pandemic. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The federal debt was at $23 trillion before the pandemic. Now the Treasury Department is borrowing $3 trillion more to finance relief spending. Kashkari says that's the right thing to do.
I think one of the things that we've all learned is that the U.S. government has an extraordinary ability to support a lot of debt.
Kashkari says increasing debt has not triggered the inflation that some economists feared. He says Japan is managing a debt twice as big relative to the size of the two countries' economies. And he takes solace in the continued willingness of investors to buy U.S. debt at low rates in the form of treasury bonds.
If you as an individual or your business took on more and more debt, and then you went to your bank and said, I want a loan to take on yet more debt, your bank would say, okay, but I'm going to charge you a very high interest rate because I'm nervous about your ability to pay it back to compensate us for the risk.
Kashkari says that's not happening to the federal government.
What investors around the world are saying is, even though the U.S. government has issued all this debt, we still have great confidence that they can pay it off.
After the pandemic, Kashkari says, the country should get its finances in order. He says there will be fewer workers to support people on Social Security, Medicare, and other programs.
We have to cut benefits, or we have to raise taxes, or we need to lean on immigration to grow our workforce so that we can keep these ratios in balance. That's just math. And so as a society, we need to confront those choices that we have.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.